AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer will retire in the summer, ending 28 years on the High Court.
This is a complicated country. There are more than 330 million people, and my mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible.
President Biden says he'll pick the most qualified person to replace Breyer.
And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court. It's long overdue, in my view.
Biden says he'll have a decision by the end of next month. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the Russian troop buildup continues along the border with Ukraine.
We continue to see, including in the last 24 hours, more accumulation of credible combat forces arrayed by the Russians in, again, the western part of their country and in Belarus.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's government says there's little ground for optimism. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. will continue to negotiate.
We don't know if the Russians are playing games on diplomacy. We hope not. And our intention, we are certainly pursuing diplomacy with a level of seriousness.
A Michigan school shooting suspect hopes to use an insanity defense. Mike Gracia has more.
Lawyers representing a 15-year-old charged with killing four students at a Michigan high school last November filed a notice Thursday saying they will pursue an insanity defense. 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is charged as an adult with murder and other crimes. In addition to the four students who were killed in the November 30th attack at Oxford High School, six other students and a teacher were wounded. Also Thursday, a lawsuit was announced on behalf of the parents of Tate Meyer, who was killed in the Oxford High School shooting. Named as defendants are Crumbly's parents, Oxford High School's dean of students, two counselors, and three teachers. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. Many of those questioned in a new poll say the coronavirus will become endemic, like the flu.
Part of the new Associated Press NORC poll was to define what respondents think will mean the end of the pandemic. A whopping 83% say they think it'll be over when COVID is a mild illness like the seasonal flu. Just 15% say they'd consider the pandemic to be over only when COVID-19 is largely eliminated. Here's the definition from infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We no longer are in a situation of threat. Threat to our equanimity, threat to our economy, the threat to allow us to live a normal life.
He says we're not there yet, with more than 2,000 people still dying a day. The latest poll also finds 59% of Americans think it's essential they be vaccinated against the virus, but only 37% of parents think it's essential for their children. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.